1220 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Supreme Court's conservative majority rules that presidents have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within their constitutional authority and are entitled to at least presumptive immunity for all official acts. President Biden calls it a dangerous precedent. Former President Donald Trump calls it a big win. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
Not everything the president does is official, wrote Chief Justice John Roberts. The court rejected Trump's sweeping claims he was absolutely immune from prosecution for his actions around January 6th. But it said presidents must have some immunity to execute the duties of his office fearlessly and fairly, and so official acts are largely shielded from prosecution.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum points out that the court did not mention details related to the fake elector scheme.
Jack Smith should seize on that because everything from Donald Trump's call to his vice president or to his attorney general or the speech he made on January 6th or the tweets he sent out beforehand, those might all be considered within the outer perimeter of his authority.
No verdict in the trial of Karen Reed, who's suspected of killing her boyfriend, who was a Boston police officer, WBZ's Emma Friedman.
Your service is complete. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
The Commonwealth says they do plan to retry the case against Karen Reed with a new jury. Reed was charged with second-degree murder. Prosecutors saying she killed her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, by hitting him with her car in a jealous rage. The defense has refuted this since day one, saying Reed is being set up by law enforcement.
Just in, Hurricane Beryl is now a Category 5 storm. It already hit the Caribbean island of Carriacou, where officials have received reports of devastation. An extensive storm surge, a hurricane warning, is in effect for Jamaica. A new law in Tennessee requires some domestic violence offenders to wear GPS devices. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Here's how it works. Victims are notified through a phone app or an electronic device when an offender violates an order of protection. That can mean moving within a certain radius of the victim or breaching an exclusion zone like their house. When that happens, victims can receive multiple alerts like texts, emails, and a monitoring service calls law enforcement.
Nearly 2 weeks after a major cyber attack on CDK Global, a company that provides software services for thousands of car dealers, businesses across the country are still not fully functional. Charles Carmichael with Mandiant Consulting says
threat actors are looking for ways to get paid multi-million dollar extortion demands by conducting these types of intrusion operations.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
In news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Maryland Governor Wes Moore visited Wisconsin over the weekend to campaign for President Biden and rally black voters. Governor Moore asked Democrats to continue supporting the president, despite his rocky debate performance. According to a new CBS poll, 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden is mentally capable of serving another term. July 1st is National Postal Workers Day, a celebration of the job they do to deliver the mail. Postal workers provide a vital service, especially during big election years. Daniel Cortez is with the American Postal Workers Union.
Whether it be America's election mail or letters from grandparents, care packages to our service members overseas, vital prescriptions for our seniors and veterans, it's important to remember that all of that happens because of the dedication of the postal workers day in and day out.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Colorado.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Tarang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with five grand slams in just eight games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and we got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their seventh consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell asked if starter Kyle Hendricks looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Terang in the fourth.
Yeah, it was a little bit, right? It's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA free agency, the 76ers have signed former Clippers forward Paul George to a four-year max contract worth $212 million. The Bucks, Doc Rivers, and John Horst have called for a press conference tomorrow to introduce their new draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms around in the overnight. Gusty south to southeast winds, and by daybreak, temperatures will be in the middle 50s. Shower and storm chances continue into Tuesday. Some of the rain locally heavy. Afternoon highs will warm to the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when Luke Mathers joins us for a Tuesday tangent. Luke will talk a little sports, talk about the 4th of July and house painting.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Where's the moment we needed the most? You kicked up the leaves and the magic is lost. They tell me your blue skies fade to gray. They tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no carry it on. You stand in the line just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with a coffee to go. You tell me your life's been way offline. You're falling to pieces every time. And I don't need no carrying on. Because you had a bad day. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it. Tempting. It's a song. I'm doing it as a poem. But you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. Well, you need a blue sky holiday. And where's the passion when you need it the most? This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith, sitting in for Tom. We are coming in very soon on a day where we celebrate our nation's birthday. I just celebrated my birthday. We are talking about the number of birthdays the different people maybe have had in their lifetimes as they run for president. But that's not where I want to start. I want to start with something that I think is significantly more important that has been drowned out over the panicking, over the clenching of fists and cloying at pearls and gnashing of teeth regarding the recent debate. I want to talk about the United States Supreme Court. The call-in line is 202-808-9925, 808-9925, again, 202-808-9925. Have you been paying attention to the Supreme Court? The Thursday debate, did you pay attention to the decision that the court released in a news dump, the kind of thing you do when you don't want people to pay attention? In fact, probably the time you could release something that would yield the least political discussion and attention possible, when it would be unlikely the New York Times would write anything about it because instead they're deciding to push against the current leading figure to the Democratic presidential campaign. Did you pay attention to what happened to Chevron deference? Do you know what Chevron deference is? Tom talks about it. You probably do. Pay attention to what's happening with the immunity decision this morning. You see what's happening to what they did with a state's ability, including Republican states' abilities, to regulate social media. It's not just Joe Biden that had a bad day or Donald Trump that had a bad day, or moderators, if they can call themselves that, of a debate who had a bad day. The Supreme Court has been having a succession of bad days. Have you been paying attention? Anything that you think is worth talking about with respect to that Supreme Court? Let's start with Chevron deference. Now, it's not it was not named by a Hollywood title writer. Because, first of all, you're not deferring to Chevron. It's kind of the opposite. It is from the old case involving Chevron, with Chevron in the title of that case as the initial defendant in that case, and then who brought the case to try to reduce the power of the federal government to regulate them. And with that landmark decision, reinforced the ability of the administrative state in the United States to regulate the various paths of commerce that needed regulation. And this goes way back past and before Chevron, right? Like the Sherman Antitrust Act is very short. Sherman Antitrust Act is very short. And it is left to the regulatory apparatus to determine in what ways it should be implemented. That has been a path of American legislation forever. And what Justice John Roberts just said was that there is no special expertise within the federal government to interpret legislation, and therefore the interpretations of those regulatory bodies need not be deferred to. Forever, they got deference. That's what the deference part meant. They would issue a ruling and say, this is what the regulation means, and that's because this is what the statute means. And if there were a little bit of doubt in the interpretation of the statute, the deference would go to the regulator. And that would mean that a Chevron wanted to say, I don't want environmental regulations. I don't think that in implementing these more detailed applications of the statute, I don't think that is in our interest. I don't think it's the interest of Chevron shareholders, so we're going to go after it. But they would then usually lose those cases. This is going to unleash a flood, an absolute flood of lawsuits by large corporations to throw off any regulation that limits their ability to do commerce. Any kind of environmental regulation, any kind of trade regulation, anything about antitrust, anything from the FTC. If there's something about food safety that the meat packers are concerned about. Now, some of those might stick because some of the companies might like the idea there's some regulations there that sort of protect them. But some emerging player might say, hey, we don't think that's what the statute means. We think that regulation is itself acting a little bit like a statute. That's beyond the statutory authority of an implementing body, like a regulatory body, and therefore we're filing a lawsuit. A cascade of legislation. That's something we should be paying attention to. I do want to get into the immunity suit. If a company wants to call on air and tell the call screen that you want to explain, because it's happening real time, wants to explain what's happening with the immunity suit, I'll give you the airtime to do that. Just tell the call screener you want to explain what's happening with the immunity suit, and I'll give you the chance to do that. We'll do this show a little bit together today. Call the number again, 202-808-9925. I'm Jefferson Smith, sitting in for Tom. Over the 4th of July weekend holiday, we'll be off for the 4th, we'll be on for the 3rd, and we'll be back the week after. And we're going to need your help to get through this time. Because that's one of the other things that I want to talk about. Forgive the cough. It's one of the other things I want to talk about. I will talk about the debate a little bit into the show. Because it wasn't only Joe Biden who failed that evening. And I don't think that was the arguably most important failure that we need to pay attention to going forward. Joe Biden acknowledged he didn't have a good debate. That's in no argument. I'm breaking no news by saying that. But here are four roles that were played that night, Thursday night. There was the role of Joe Biden as a debater. There's a role of Donald Trump. as a debater. There's the role of the moderators, if you can call them that. And there's the audience, there's the voter. There might be some other roles, you could say the news media, some others. But of those four roles, there's been a lot of commentary on how Joe Biden did. How do you feel about those other three bodies? How do you feel about how Donald Trump did? How do you feel about how the moderators did? And most importantly, what each of us could control, what do we do? What is going to be the job of the audience? What is the job of the voter? What should be our job now? How do we do that job well? Because that's the only job I can control, is what I do. What's our job now? Look forward to hearing from you, 202-808-9925. This is the Tom Harper Program. I'm Jeff. Honored to be with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state. And it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like Kibbler canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs love the taste. And what we love is that you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, receive a free bag of cod crispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to heaven. Want to take calls about the Supreme Court? We will, of course, be talking more about the debate, and we'll be talking about Trump immunity. Let's go to Mike from Lomita, California. You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, Jefferson.
Hello.
You've been to law school, have you?
I have.
Something that's a little confusing to me, as I understand it, most guys who want to go into law or gals start out as political science majors in a four-year college, and the first actual law-type course they have as undergraduates is a constitutional law course. Is that right so far?
No. Constitutional law class tends not to be a first, one of the first classes. Some law schools, it's first year. Law school is second year, but no major quibble. Keep going.
No, I was talking about undergrad, pre-law school.
You're saying one of the first classes there you take is constitutional law?
Yes, people that want to be lawyers.
Most political science programs I know of don't have a con law requirement in their degree requirements, and some colleges don't have a constitutional law course. It's not a law school course, but some do. But anyway, go on.
Well, anyway, that was my impression, at least the way it happens sometimes. And
I mean, anybody, but to be clear, the vast bulk, I'm not trying to dodge anything, the vast bulk, of, if your point is this, that the vast bulk of people who, and approaching 100% of people, in most law schools it's required to finish law school, you have to have a constitutional law course, yes, but it's just not always an undergrad. Most usually it's not an undergrad, it's not usually beginning law school, but go on.
Okay, well, I was familiar with a perhaps different sort of case. But anyway, this first day of this constitutional law course, they learned that there are thousands of petitions to the Supreme Court every year, and that the vast majority of them are just not even considered. That's still correct, I think.
Yeah.
And they follow certain sorts of rules about what they will deign to spend their precious time on. And some requirements are that there be an actual dispute, real persons suffering or facing real penalties, for one thing. And another sort of case they look for is one where the law is pointing in different directions on various districts lower down.
Yeah, typically it's and again, not to be too picayune, but typically what they look for is not a district disagreement, but is a circuit court disagreement, and where, you know, the United States is divided into circuit courts, and where there's one circuit court of appeals that's ruling, or one or more ruling in one way on an issue, and another set of circuit courts ruling another way on the issue. That's become one of the surest ways, one of those likely ways to yield certiorari, or pronounced differently by different people, since nobody really speaks Latin anymore, and that, which is the petition to get heard by the Supreme Court.
So what I can't understand is, and no point I ever heard about, did any courts come to disagreement about the presidential immunity, and the definitive word seemed to be, I believe, in this appeals court statement to the effect that we have presidents, not kings, and we only have one at a time, and you're not him. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to me to be, you know, where all constitutional law up to date has pointed us. Mm-hmm. And why would they bother to take this if it weren't political ploy?
I see your point. So there is no rule. There's no rule. The Supreme Court will only grant cert, will only decide to hear a case based on a conflict between the circuits. There's no rule of that. That has become a practice in order to cull the vast number of potential appeals that could be heard. The Supreme Court could also just take the most important cases that there are. And ruling on presidential immunity could be viewed as such. I agree. It doesn't take too much of a cynic, a skeptic, or a conspiracist to think that this Supreme Court, with so many members appointed by the former president and appointed by Confederates of the former president, is looking to do favors for the former president, or at least see the world in a way that is favorable to the former president. I think that's to be feared and expected, not to be expected in the way to be condoned, but not surprising, and I think hard to argue against. But I don't go as far as it's, but it doesn't surprise me that much that the Supreme Court would take on a case of presidential immunity. It disappoints me that they wouldn't start and finish with the rule of law being the most important thing and keeping immunity somewhat narrow. That it's only the unitary executive folks, it's only the Dick Cheney progeny, it's only the folks who think that they want to weaken democracy little by little or big by big, who really think there should be almost unlimited power by the presidency.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. We're back with your calls right after this.
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut, yeah,
absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's ruling that presidents have presumptive immunity for official acts is drawing condemnation and praise. CBS law contributor David Becker says how it relates to former President Donald Trump's election interference case breaks with the past.
The Supreme Court said expressly interactions with the Department of Justice enjoyed absolute immunity and that there could be no investigation as to the president's intent in those interactions. Given that, imagine that Gerald Ford didn't need to pardon Richard Nixon for his activities during the Watergate scandal.
Communications are down across much of the Southeast Caribbean after Hurricane Beryl ripped through with unusual strength.
This is the earliest that a Category 4 hurricane has been documented in history. The average for a powerful hurricane is usually September 1st. We're in July.
This is Tom, CBS's Tom Hansen, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in Wisconsin following recent severe weather across the state. Late June storms damaged trees and infrastructure and caused power outages and flooding. A state of emergency will allow the Wisconsin National Guard to help with storm response and recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign has started collecting signatures to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As predicted, Inside Out 2 became the fastest animated film ever to reach $1 billion in global sales. The film is a hit with parents and kids alike. It's been number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. If it keeps up this pace, it will pass The Incredibles 2 as the highest-grossing animated film ever. Inside Out 2 is the 11th animated film to cross the $1 billion mark. 8 of them have been from Disney Pixar. Cha-ching. Michael J. Fox continues to be an inspiration despite dealing with Parkinson's disease. The former Family Ties and Back to the Future star joined Coldplay to jam on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. If that weren't cool enough, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin introduced Fox as the guy who punched Biff in Back to the Future was one of his inspirations in becoming a musician. Michael J. Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since his diagnosis in 1991. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms around in the overnight. Gusty south to southeast winds. And by daybreak, temperatures will be in the middle 50s. Shower and storm chances continue into Tuesday. Some of the rain locally heavy. Afternoon highs will warm to the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio. The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll sort through the wreckage that is our U.S. Supreme Court as they save several major cases for the end of their term.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Not only history, but our future. That has come back to bite women's freedoms. That has now come back to bite the basic ability to regulate behavior, to regulate corporate excesses. It is now coming back to bite our basic understanding of the role of the presidency. We have deprioritized the courts in voting. In fact, there has been so much more discussion over the past 72 hours. Like, I am neither here to praise Caesar nor bury him. That's really not my point. It's not even my point to distract. It's my point to try to focus. All I can do is try to focus my attention, our attention, on where it might matter most. And what I know is that presidential debates are almost never predictive of presidential outcomes. I saw an unsuccessful debate, and there's been lots of discussion around it. I can add to it if we want. But I also think it means we're missing some really important stuff. On the debate itself, I think what we're missing is, how'd Donald Trump do? He seemed like somebody who ought to be president. For you personally, when you watched the debate, did you think that after that debate you should vote for Donald Trump after watching the comparative performances? And I'm not asking for somebody who was a Trump voter already to pretend that they weren't a Trump voter and call and say, oh, no, I was a Biden voter, now I switched. I mean, in your heart of hearts. In your heart of hearts, do you now become a Trump voter? I didn't, I will acknowledge. That may take away some bit of nonpartisanship, but watching that debate did not turn me into a Trump voter. It did not make me think that Donald Trump was more fit to be president than Joe Biden. I didn't think Donald Trump did his job. I also don't think that the moderators did their job. There's this question, somebody posted, oh, it's not the moderator's job to fact check. It's not the moderator's job to ensure that people answer the question. If that's the case, then what's the moderator's job? If it's not the moderator's job to check the facts, if it's not the moderator's job to ensure that questions are in fact answered, they did a couple times of that and I appreciated it, then they might as well just send the questions in advance and have people do TikTok videos in response. But I'm actually not that concerned about that either. Rather, that's less of my focus. Rather, it is, what is our job? What do we do? What do we as voters, as activists, as members of the chattering class, what do we do? And spoiler alert, as I've been saying almost any time I have the honor of sitting in this chair, I like to focus on local stuff because I think it's where you matter more. I think your impact, each of your impact on a presidential race is smaller than any of us would like to admit. A lot of people out there and a tremendous amount of money spent. And most of us are counted as the people who've made up our minds. We can have impact on a presidential primary. And if there is a presidential primary, if Joe Biden, it will be his decision, to be clear. And I have no influence with him. If Joe Biden decides that he doesn't think he's up for it, then there will be a robust debate about who should be the nominee. And then active activist base, including the community of this program, can have some influence. But where you can have even more influence right now is every single race that's going to be close at the local level, and we're going to have to do that even more. That's my big takeaway. We've got to look small, and we got to look big. And by being prisoners of the moment, what I worry that we distract from, what I worry that we distract ourselves from, is we don't look at the things that are right in front of us, those state legislative races, that if we can turn some chambers in the legislature, the woman's right to choose can be protected in those states. And we'll just allow ourselves to be, to think that the presidential race should wag the dog of all of the local races, when in fact we should be engaged in political activities that have reverse coattails, where your impact, where your influence, where your voice, where your contribution has even more impact. And we should also look at the big, not just the cacophonous treble, but the underlying bass notes, the stuff that keeps on happening, the gifts that keep on giving, for good or for ill. And that includes the United States Supreme Court. And since the debate, and it does remind me of Hillary Clinton's emails, it really does, because we get scared. Did the New York Times, how many editorials the New York Times come out saying that after his conviction, Donald Trump should drop out of the race because he can't win, or because it makes him unfit to serve? Here's what I think happens, is we each become debate pundits as distinct from decision makers. We each make our decision based on what we think somebody else will do. A thing I'd be interested in, I think it is a very legitimate question, is Joe Biden up for the job of being president? And that's really important. Every American has to make that decision. My best evidence of if he's up for the job is not a lousy debate, to be clear. It does include his job performance over the past 4 years, including the last 2 years. Right? I don't just mean this very first year. I think that counts. I think that is an important question, if he can be up to the job. And that is the question I would like our media to be focused on. I'd like us to be focused on. I'd rather it not be as big a question as it is, to be clear. But can he win? There's two reasons I hate that question. Two reasons. Three, actually. The first is because I don't think any of us know. I think we're so confident that we know what's going on. But the second is that usually that it's us guessing and betting on what someone else will do. Now, I watched and I said, okay, I would like somebody else to have answered some of those questions. I imagined myself answering some of those questions, responding to some of the hogwash that Donald Trump said. My dad did the same thing. You play armchair debater. You say, oh, I missed so many opportunities. I did it up and down the street. I did it for most of the debate. I did it for the night afterwards, talking to my wife. Oh, what if he had said this? What if he had done this? Instead of arguing about golf, if we would have said, listen, ultimately this race isn't about Donald Trump, and it's not about me, it's about you. It's about the future of this country. In fact, more than any race, maybe in American history, certainly in the last 100 years, it is about democracy itself. It ain't about our golf games. It's not even just about particular policies along the way. And it's not about us, it's about you. There are so many chances, I think, that he could have risen above. And yes, I absolutely know that Joe Biden of 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 25 years ago would have done that. There's still a chance that Joe Biden in the next 2 months will do that again. Presidents, sitting presidents, typically have horrible first debates. Not usually that bad, but typically horrible. That was true of Reagan. That was true of, I think, Clinton. It was definitely true of Barack Obama, who after the first debate, it was predicted for a long time that Barack Obama was going to lose to Mitt Romney. And it's not that surprising, right? It's a different game. If you're not the president, you can spend all of your time and energy anticipating and preparing for that debate. If you are the president, you're spending energy on other things. But my point there isn't to make excuses for the president. He did a lousy job. The reason I don't like the prognostication game is because it evaluates what someone else will do rather than what we will do. And we're bad guessers. We're not really good guessers. And also, it fails to look at some of those deeper base notes. What actually predicts presidential races for all the people that say, oh, we gotta dump Biden and go with someone else because there's so much at stake, as Nicholas said. There's so much at stake, as Ezra Klein said. There's so much at stake. We obviously have to change horses, too much at stake. Well, of the 13 things that have been most predictive of presidential victories, two of them are United Democratic Party, or United Party, either way, either party, and incumbency. Two of the most 13. Guess what's not? Debates. Not on the list. So there's a real risk that someone who stands in for Biden now doesn't stand that strong a chance. They don't have the name recognition. They don't have the unity. What do you think happens with our and our coalition? What? Hey, I'll name something. If Kamala Harris isn't picked, if we don't have a black nominee, how are advocates within the black community supposed to stand up for a campaign for a party that passes over who seems like next in line? And so then evaluate Kamala Harris, if you think Kamala Harris should be the nominee, and if you think she would be a walk-in win. And if it isn't Kamala Harris, if it's somebody else, we don't even know. They haven't even undergone the scrutiny that Joe Biden had to go through, that even Kamala Harris has gone through. I'm not saying therefore ride with Biden. I'm saying we're going to be screwed either way. And that means we can't just focus on the presidential race. We have to focus on what we can control, which is what's in front of us. We're not just viewers of this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's not just a spectator sport, but it also is a call-in show. 202-808-9925.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food. It's like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they actually are. High amounts are even connected to cancer, perhaps. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes delicious to dogs, and what we love, right now you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of cod crispies. The dogs can't get enough of those wild cod skin treats. Wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. George Bailey, my dog, is sitting right next to me. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go straight to your calls. Do a speed round before we have to go to the break at the top of the hour. Let's hear from Greg from, I think, New London, Connecticut. Greg, you there? Without Greg, we'll go to David from Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
Hi, Jefferson. How are you today?
I'm good.
If first-time caller, if Tom's listening, thank you for everything. We all love you so much.
Thanks for that.
And you are a master poet, so we love having you two, especially together. That Friday where you were together was amazing.
Oh, thanks, man. We hope to do it again.
I just wanted to call today and share what action I took on Friday, as we're all feeling so frustrated.
Yeah.
And I actually did it during Tom's show, as he was feeling very frustrated and calling for a replacement. I went to turnoutpack.org and signed up to personally mail out 1,000 postcards to voters in the fall. Now, for those that do want a change of candidate, the good news is that this won't happen until the fall. So if there's a new candidate, there you go. You can still write about your new candidate. If it's Biden, you can write about Biden, how much we all need him in this new era. But it just, I needed to turn that negative into a positive.
There you go, man. There you go. This is not a small thing. David, this is not a small thing. That there's a pundit, and I don't mean that word to diminish, who made a pretty powerful point. He said this election is going to be decided by emotions, including who can hold it together. The strength of the Trump movement, it's hard to give compliments, but I'm about to. It's also an insult to some degree. Is its ability to stay and even get more united, stronger, after each successive act, each successive story, each successive truth, each successive conviction that would have ended any presidential race in my memory. And they decide, well, we're going to control what we can control, and that's we're going to be against our enemy for our team. And I don't think you have to adopt everything within the right wing to learn about managing our emotions. And one of the major emotions we have to manage is our fear. We are afraid of a Trump presidency. I am afraid of a Trump presidency, and it causes fear. Now, there are three typical ways. Often people say there's two, but really three typical ways that people respond to fear. They can, and fight or flight is what's typically thought of, but it's really fight, flee, or freeze. Very often, a weakness of mind sometimes is I'll just kind of shut down. If I'm really worried about something, I just won't address it enough. That's an admission I don't like to make, but, you know, it's what happens. It happens to abuse kids a lot. Or you can run away. Or you can fight for something. What you just did in saying I was disappointed, you didn't use the word afraid, I did. As you said, I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to focus on what I can control. I am going to act. I'm going to move. I'm going to work in accordance with my values, work in accordance with my objectives, and whether that's postcards, knocking on doors, making donations, making phone calls, that is what we can do. And I genuinely, because it wasn't the debate, it's going to be something else. And if it's not Joe Biden, it's going to be something else about that other person. You think you put in Gavin Newsom, there's not some big blow-up thing that's going to happen? And that's not me making the case, therefore it shouldn't be Gavin Newsom. You think if it's Kamala Harris, you think there's not going to be some big thing that happens? There's going to be some big thing that happens for sure. Every single person in the world has skeletons in their closet. Every single person. For every person, there are reasons that they shouldn't be president of the United States. Every single person. Never happened that there wasn't somebody. There was somebody that didn't have something that meant they shouldn't be president of the United States. There's going to be some October or September or August surprise every time. And that's not me saying, therefore it should be Biden. That's not me saying that at all. That means what we can control is us. We control our emotions. We control our time. We control our resources. What we have to do is rather than just hem and haw, which we can do some of. Heck, it's a radio show. We can hem and haw. But as we can act. And David, thank you for setting that example. Any final word from you?
Yes, this one's just a comment, and maybe you have better information than I do, because I didn't watch any news or anything this weekend, because I knew what it was going to be. I didn't click on anything. But for those that are calling for some sort of replacement for Joe Biden, please clarify or update yourselves on what's going on in Ohio and I believe Alabama with ballot access for Joe Biden. If you're familiar with that story, how they were trying to keep him off the ballot because this convention was after the time they had to print their ballot.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the Alabama dates, but I'm pretty sure I know the Ohio dates. I think it's the 7th versus the 17th. I think the Ohio ballot deadline is October 7th. But it was August 7th. And the convention, the Democratic convention is 10 days later. And that would just take off the presidential candidate, Democratic presidential candidate off the ballot, which would hurt down ticket races. Yet another reason why I want us not to be just a coattails party, not just a coattails movement, but a reverse coattails movement. Focus on democracy, including the things lower on the ballot, starting there.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden addresses the nation on presidential immunity. We'll have all the coverage. We'll also see
whether or not he's had SEAL Team 6 on speed dial this whole time.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.